I've been talking about health for a very long time for a very, very important reason. I realize that there's a finite amount of time that we're going to be here, and it just made sense to me that what I have with me, I mean, this is my instrument. This is my laboratory. And so the way I always learned things was to try to find out what really motivated me. When I was in college, I had a heck of a time going to the library because once I got there, I wanted to go up and down the aisles and find all kinds of information that really wasn't pertinent to what I was studying at the time, but I just wanted to gain more information and more knowledge. And it just made so much sense that because, you know, how you feel when you get up, how you perform during the day. I'm a very physical guy. You can put everything on a mental level, and that's cool. But for me, there's got to be a bottom line. You've got to be able to perform a certain way. You've got to feel a certain way. You've got to look a certain way to show that this stuff is actually working. And that's the reason I'm here today, because I found something that not only appealed to me mentally. You know, when they talk about impact, and when I started, it was Enterprime. And to me, that's still the foundation of everything that's going on here today. So I hope you don't mind if I share some information about that that I think could really help you a lot. But that was the product that got me, because not only intellectually did it make sense, but it made sense to me in the way I felt physically. And I know some of you probably have your doubts. Maybe you're here for the first time and you've never really done anything. And everybody talks about how great their products are. And you know what? I'm sure there are a lot of wonderful products out there. There's a lot of people that have good intentions to do whatever they're doing. I just know that this is something that has worked for me. And it actually spawned a lot of imitators in terms of the so-called comprehensive food mixes. And if you look at some of them, I have nothing against them, but they've added hundreds and hundreds of different things, and it looks good on the label, but you've got to know that you've got to have a certain quantity of a substance in order to get the real essence of whatever it contains. It isn't a matter of having 100 different things on the label. It's how powerful and in what amounts are the things that really count in terms of what you want to get. And this really relates to Enterprime as to its total effectiveness. And in order to do that, I want to bring in someone that influenced me a lot, a guy named Dr. Bruce Ames. Now, Dr. Ames is one of the who's who of American science. He's in the American Academy of Science. He's a professor of molecular biology and biochemistry at the University of California. And this guy is like the man in terms of some of the most advanced nutritional research that's going on today. And he's proposed something called the triage theory or the triage hypothesis. And this is an examination of why we get sick later in our lives in terms of what happened to us, what led up to that. And this also will relate to why Enterprime is so valuable for you. He's identified maybe 40 different essential vitamins and minerals that we have to have on a daily basis. And it turns out that early on in your life, if you don't get these essential nutrients that you need, the body has this way of triaging the elements in order of preference so that you get the things that actually matter the most in terms of your immediate survival. So it could be that when you take something, and if you don't have enough of a certain vitamin, and he was using vitamin K, and I'll talk more about this later, but there's like 16 proteins that make up vitamin K. 5 of them have to do with blood coagulation. And vitamin K was named by a German years ago, and they spell coagulation with a K, so that's why they call it vitamin K instead of vitamin C, as we might have done it here with coagulation. Well, it turns out that this is very important. You don't want to bleed to death. But there's a lot of other things that vitamin K does in your body in terms of cardiovascular health, in terms of muscular health, in terms of brain function. But if you don't have enough of it, the body will say, okay, what I need the most is coagulation. And since I don't have the other parts, I'm going to forget about those. But they have to do with osteoporosis. They have to do with your brain health and other kinds of things. So your body sacrifices these vitamins or minerals for the most important function for you, which is survival and procreation. It seems, and this is, you know, you ever wonder how people who are so unhealthy could have so many kids? You know, all around the world. Isn't it make a mystery to you? Here you have places where, they hardly have enough food to get by on a daily basis. Because your whole purpose, biologically, is to reproduce. And so the system is going to shuttle whatever nutrients you have available at the time into this whole process of keeping you alive long enough to recreate, to procreate. After that, biologically, you're not worth much. Evolution says that in the past, we always didn't have a regular food supply. You couldn't count on it every day. I mean, believe it or not, there was a time in this world when you couldn't go to the store and buy food. You had to go out and get your food. You had to go out and get it, or it got you. And there were times when you got it, times when you didn't get it. So the body had this method of, again, prioritizing nutrients. So later on in our lives, cancer, cardiovascular diseases, any particular problem in your body that you can think of had its beginnings at a point when your body was taking essential nutrients and using those certain proteins that would actually be more important to ATP production, which is for energy, or for, again, the ability to run, again, related to ATP, so that you didn't get eaten and was part of the food chain or whatever it happened to be. And that's what happens. That's why later on in your life you say, gee, how can you be so strong? How can you be so healthy? And then all of a sudden these kinds of things happen. Well, they don't all of a sudden happen. They've been happening over a long period of time. Enterprime, which is so nutrient dense, again, supplies not only the things you need for your immediate survival, but also allows now for the body to use the other parts of that particular substance to enable your heart to work better, your brain to function better, whatever the particular aspect of your body that you need for overall health to be in its prime state. So it makes a lot of sense. If you can get this picture in your mind of, you know those games where you get the little balls and you got to fill them in the holes and you kind of roll them all around. Well, imagine at least 40 of those holes that have to be filled with these little BBs. And if they don't get filled, then again, your body starts prioritizing in terms of how to use what you have. Enterprime puts all of those BBs in the right holes so that you have the foundation to do what you need to do. I know it sounds kind of funny for someone who's been taking this for so long, but every once in a while I look at the label and I'm kind of amazed at what's in the product because I forget. When you look at the spirulina, again, how nutrient dense that is. That's the number one part of the formula. When you look at, again, the green barley grass, you look at the kamut, the green kamut, incidentally. You don't really... My preference is not to really use too many grains at all. But in the sprouted form or the green form, now you have a form that's not only nutritionally good, but doesn't cause a lot of the autoimmune reactions that you might get from things like grains or gluten or other kinds of foods that could be irritants. And you look at the milk thistle. We've got the carrot powder, the high lycopene, or the tomato extract with the high lycopene. And you've got the mushroom complex, which is fabulous for the immune system. The N-acetylcysteine, which is so important because it forms glutathione in your body. And that's, again, part of what this whole immune complex is doing. Glutathione is the most important endogenous antioxidant that you make in your body. You can talk about the antioxidants in food, and there's a whole bunch of those, obviously, in Enterprime. But the most important ones are those that you make internally. When you get the right foodstuffs, you make superoxide dismutase, you make the glutathione peroxidase, and you make catalase. And these are things that go in there, and they really mop up all these free radical reactions that take place. This very, very dangerous reactive oxygen species is what they call them, ROS. You've got to keep those in control so that you don't create inflammation. Inflammation, chronic low-level inflammation, is what will cause all of us to die if we don't control it, because it's taking place inside your arteries in terms of the whole cardiovascular system. It's taking place in your brain. It's taking place in the joints of your body for some type of arthritic situation. Whatever the situation, there has to be some type of inflammation going on. And the glutathione and the other immune properties that you find in Enterprime are keeping those things from either happening or getting out of control, so that the antioxidants and all the other phytochemicals which are in Enterprime can do the job they need to do. Now, Dr. Ames has identified 40 essential vitamins and minerals, but right now we've got maybe a couple of thousand phytochemicals that are not vitamin or mineral related, but they're plant-related substances like the flavonoids, which are the most abundant phytochemical category, and these have a wide-ranging effect on every aspect of your health. Enterprime is loaded with these phytochemicals. They estimate that in about 10, 20 years, there could be at least 40,000 phytochemicals that they finally identify. That's how numerous they are. And they are in the plant to protect the plant, but they also confer those protective abilities to us. And that's what you've got in the total spectrum that becomes Enterprime. I've got to mention one other thing that you have there that you may not have noticed or know that much about. There's a substance called Eleutherococcus that you find in the Enterprime. We're all worried about stress, and we should be. You need stress to a certain degree to make the body work well, but if stress is not harnessed or allowed to become chronic, then that takes away our nutrient reserves, and that'll really do us in. Eleutherococcus, or Siberian ginseng, is something called an adaptogen. Adaptogens are special plants. This was a term coined by the Russians when they were looking for plants that would give protective properties to their astronauts and to their athletes so that they could recover better. Space and athletics were the number one financial priority in the old Soviet Union, for obviously for propaganda purposes as well. And that was one of the reasons they looked at these adaptogens. If you take an adaptogen, it doesn't stop stress. It just allows you to handle it better, which is really cool. It's kind of like you see it going on around you, but it doesn't really bother you. And I would say that understanding that adaptogen use and applying it would be good. I would also like to say that since Enterprime started, obviously a lot of research has gone on, and things come along that maybe could complement what we do here. And I'd like to make a little plug for another adaptogen called rhodiola. R-H-O-D-O-L-I-A, I don't know, not a great speller, but rhodiola rosea is the number one nutraceutical plant that's used in Russia and especially in Siberia. And again, just a little history on adaptogens. These were plants, again, that they noticed could survive in extreme conditions. I mean, think of Siberia. It's not where you would go for a vacation if you really didn't have to. You know, it gets really, really cold, gets really, really hot. And if you're a plant, what the heck do you do? Can't get up and leave. You've got to develop protective properties. You've got to get your butt in gear so that you can survive 100 degrees below zero or scorching heat. And guess what? The substances they developed in order to handle that, when we take it in, we get that same stress protective opportunity. That's why the Vikings, long, long ago on those great voyages they did, they used different types of adaptogens that were common to their parts of the world. Well, again, the Eleutherococcus, Siberian ginseng, or the rhodiola will really make a big difference in terms of allowing you to recover from stress, whether it's mental or physical, and be able then to move forward without kind of getting kicked in the rear end and not being able to get along as well as you would like to. So it's a fantastic thing to add. And I'd like to go back just a little bit to this vitamin K thing, because there's such an emphasis today on vitamin D, and especially in D3. If you look at the sun, we evolved in coordination with the sun. No sun, no us. So the body's ability to use sunlight to produce vitamin D is essential to our survival. But today, we don't get very much sun. Look at in here, how much sunlight we're going to get in here today. You go outside, you're so afraid that something's going to happen to your skin, you're putting on sunscreen. Great. You're going to have nice skin, but you're going to die from lack of vitamin D because there's nothing taking place now on the surface of your skin. It's a little bit of a bummer, isn't it? You really look good when you're dead, but you're not really as happy as you would like to be at that particular point. So we got to have the vitamin D, but now vitamin D releases calcium in the blood, which is great. You want to have more calcium available. But it turns out that this vitamin K, besides the anticoagulating effects on the blood, turns out to be the most important substance in taking calcium to where it should be in the body. You want calcium to go to the bones. If it doesn't, it ends up in your arteries. And that's the calcification. That's all this calcium plaque that you build up. So you want to make sure that you get enough vitamin K in the body that not only does it work on your coagulation factor, but it works to help keep your bones in good health for osteoporosis and keep it out of your arteries. Another interesting study on vitamin K showed that it helped prevent cramping at night in older subjects. A lot of folks have a problem with that. At night, you may notice you get a cramp in your calf or you get a cramp somewhere in your body. Turns out vitamin K helps to prevent the cramping. And then another factor, which is a great predictor of how long you're going to live. There's several of those. One's called VO2 max. This is your ability to take in oxygen. And like all functions, as we get older, your ability, your VO2 max goes down, which means that the less oxygen you get in your lungs, well, that means the less that you're going to supply nutrients to the cells of your body. You don't function as well as you should. You don't perform as high a level as you should. But neat thing about VO2 max, you can change it. Taking vitamin K, vitamin K2, actually improves the VO2 capacity of your body, whether you're an athlete and exercising or not exercising at all. And VO2 max is one of the indicators that'll tell you how long you're going to live. The other is your waist measurement. Your waist size is one of the best predictors of longevity that we have. The bigger it gets, the shorter your time. So we have to learn how to control that. And it has nothing to do with body mass index. It just has to do with a general indication of the girth of your waist. The other factor, I guess I'm going to die because I can't remember what the heck the other factor was. I hope it's not around here. Darn it. Oh, well, I'll come back to that one when you just a minute. What was it? VO2 max, your waist size, and... Well, that's what happens when you don't take enough Delta E. Anyway, the whole point is that it's a lifestyle adaptation. Enterprime works as long as we understand that it has a reason to do what it does in the body. We have to have activity. We have to have motion. We have to have mental stimulation, physical stimulation. We have to have the body engaged in whatever we're doing so that we work properly. And that happens to do, again, with all the different functions. Oh, with VO2 max, I forgot to tell you, there are ways you can improve it besides the vitamin K2. One is deep breathing. Learning to breathe deeply and practicing it every day. Playing a wind instrument is also a way to improve your VO2 max. And then another special category, and I really like to emphasize this a lot, folks, and that's some kind of short but intense physical activity. The neat thing for those of you who don't like to exercise is that all the information that's coming out today shows that it doesn't have to be long as you can get some period of kind of high intensity. The higher intensity, the shorter the period of time in which you have to do it. So if you're not really interested in getting out and running for an hour or going to the gym and being on a treadmill for 30, 40, 50 minutes, if you do intensive, high-interval intensive training, you can get things done in 15 to 20 minutes, maybe a couple of times a week, improve your VO2 max, lessen your waste size because your body is going to be burning more of whatever you're using in the system. The fat will then be used for conversion for energy, and you'll be a lot healthier than you would be even if you ran long distances. So checking out high-intensive interval training, finding a program that works for you, is a way to get your job done in a short period of time, improve your heart, improve the body's ability to partition food for energy. It's a great, great system. So that's it for me. I'll let you have the doctors after me, and hopefully we've asked some questions. I would be happy to answer your questions. I am a repository of information when it comes to all general kinds of things, so don't be afraid to ask me, and I won't be afraid to tell you what I think as well. Thank you so much. Pleasure talking to you.